This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It was by a learned scholar of that time, Zayd ibn Sana. And I said, look, this man, he had put the dots together and he was expecting a messenger like they were to come. And he had came and he was looking at his life and everything fit except one thing that he had read in the Torah talking about.
Al-Hilm. What is Al-Hilm? Forbearance. That somebody harm you and he is deserving your punishment and you're able to punish, you're aware of their harm and you do not need them and you refrain from punishing them and rather you treat them kindly.
The forbearance that this messenger would have. So he wanted to test the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I was able to verify, accept this one, that when you increase dealing with him in an ignorant way, his forbearance increases.
So I'm telling my kids this, that we're extracting guidance. We have a blueprint for how we need to live our lives. That's a blessing. And he had found that the Muslims were in desperation.
So I decided to test him in this area. So he went to the mosque one day when an incident happened in front of him that some Muslims needed desperately some financial help.
And they needed some money, so he put up. He said, look, I'm going to give you a loan for 1 year.
I will lend you the money for 1 year. Of course, no usury, okay?
He came back after 3 months, grabbed the messenger of Allah by his neck, started to insult him. Can you imagine? Someone put their hands on you. Go back home. But I was born here. You, ba ba beep, 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 beep. What do we do? What are you about to do? Standing in front of the masjids with guns. What are you going to snap? Unfortunately, you have some Muslims getting out of line, getting ghetto. That doesn't help the dawah. Look at the forbearance of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Amazing. The guy's got his hands on him. Umar, radiallahu anhu, he's like, let me get him. So he insults him. You guys, you don't pay your debts. He's setting it up. Look, he promised a year, came back after 3 months. He wants to test him. So the Prophet says, go pay him and give him some more because you frightened him. You should advise him in a nice way, Oman. So for scaring him, give him more. Make a long story short, he ends up paying it back. The man says, do you know who I am? Asking Umar, he said, no. Why'd you snap like you're acting in this way to the messenger of Allah? I was testing him. There was just one thing. I had connected the dots and I saw that indeed this was the messenger. But there was one thing holding me back. It was this thing that I needed to test, his forbearance. And forbearance means when you're in a position that someone's oppressing you, someone's bringing harm upon you, and you're able to punish them back. Like the Prophet ﷺ, he could have just said, go get them right now. It's finished, done. But he didn't. This was a learned man of that time, a Jewish scholar. This wasn't a layman, and he accepted Islam. Take that to the streets. We have to be forbearing to a whole nother level because there's a lot of heat coming on. People, they don't understand the beauty of Islam, the message of Islam. And they've fallen victim to the Islamophobia machine. So forbearance, remember this, patience.
Just as Brother Eddie was saying a moment ago, that we live in a time where, you know, people, they don't understand our religion. They don't know what Islam is. You have people sitting on Fox News commentating and telling us who Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was when they've never read a Muslim biography of his. You know, they've only read critique of him. They've only read the story of him that actually was written by people who never liked him in the first place. Why don't you read a critique of his from a Muslim? Why don't you read his life from a Muslim's perspective? You want to know who the Prophet Muhammad was? Come and talk to me. Let me tell you who he was. Actually, scrap the talk. Let me show you who he was. You know, he was a person that smiled. He was a lovable person. His family loved him to bits. His children loved him to bits. For those of you who think that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was an abusive man, I swear by God, you can never provide me with a single case, a single scenario in his entire life where he ever raised his hand on any of his family members even once. Is that true or false? Is that an exaggeration? Not an exaggeration. This is an academic claim, by the way. I instruct at a seminary. I'm an instructor at a seminary. I teach on an academic level. This is actually a factual claim. This is not true. It's not possible. All these claims that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was out there to murder everyone that wasn't a Muslim, absolutely false. Think about this. He lived in a city called Medina. Before he arrives there, all non-Muslim. When he comes there, a fraction of society accepts Islam. And the other fraction remains as non-Muslim until he passes away, and even after that. So I ask you a question. If Muslims were supposed to annihilate everyone on the face of this earth who weren't Muslims, there was only one of two possibilities that would remain in his city. Either everyone would be Muslim and forced into Islam, or they would be non-Muslim and all the Muslims would have been killed. Simple? Yes, no? Simple logic, right? But 10 years later, what happens?
We know there are many benefits to the use of black seed according to the authentic statements of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. That's why I used the black seed by Tasneem, and 50% of the profits from your order will go towards establishing the Deen Center, the Masjid and Mega Dawah Center. Use promo code The Deen Show for 15% off.
I'm sure all of you know Eddie from The Deen Show, and I'm sure that you've all heard about The Deen Center. Now, you don't want to miss on this opportunity. The brother has been around for a long time. When I became Muslim, that was a show that I used to watch. It was one of the shows that I actually was interviewed on. And since then, I've kept in touch with Eddie, and we've cooperated and participated in many things together, alhamdulillah, by the blessings of Allah. Now you guys have to do your part. This is for the Ummah. There's so many people in this world who need the message of Islam. But the question is now, what you're gonna do? What are you going to do with your money? With what you have? What are you going to do to help the Ummah? To help someone who's been around for 20 years doing da'wah. You've enjoyed the shows, you've enjoyed the interviews, you've enjoyed. Now it's your turn. Support the Deen Center